Hello and welcome to Explorers of Elsewhere's Faction Actions. Hello, hello, hello. My name is DM Dan, and you join me in the aftermath of episode 14, where to see what's going on in the city of Elysia. There are 15 factions that are all kind of doing their things in the backgrounds and sometimes in the foregrounds, being interfered with and similarly interfering with our crew of players. Last time we looked at this page, seven factions all completed their clocks around about the same time, with a number of other factions kind of hot on their heels. And we knew that whatever the factions had in store for the city of Elysia, it was going to be quite monumentally different. a lot of change. But focusing back in on episode 14, we find the crew having successfully kidnapped the leader of the Kobolds, their best friend Musto Vaan, which has sent the street gangs of Elysia into a bit of a tiz. That was a job, well, it was sort of a job from the Children of Aya, although the crew were slightly loose in their interpretation of it. Instead of killing Musto, they instead kidnapped him for his own good. But trust me, it was for his own good. So, in terms of looking at the reputations, whilst there was a bit of a running battle, one of the casualties of their plan to sort of like undermine the authority of the Children of Aya by kidnapping Musto instead of killing him, the Kobolds fundamentally had to chase the players down through the streets of Rookridge. There were a lot of knocks and bangs and scraped elbows, but that culminated in a reduction in reputation, with a plus one reputation with the underworld as a whole, and we're going to drop the Kobolds down to two. As I mean, you know, perhaps the Kobolds know that something's up, or do they? Yeah, that's in question. I guess it is the Kobolds. Otherwise, they reported back to Lakraji that they had completed the mission. Musto is nowhere to be found. That's how good a job they did of bumping him off. And as such, their reputation has improved with the Children of Aya. So they actually go up to a plus two with the Children. Favoured by the gods, it would seem, and then that also brings their the faith reputation as a whole up to plus one as well. Marvelous. And that is pretty much it for the overall faction reputations with the crew. Moving swiftly on to the factions themselves and what they've been getting up to. In the past, I've rolled when there's been a like only one segment, but for the interest of time, we'll kind of jump through those because they're kind of, you know, they're kind of done deals. We will start with the Watch, with the Guard even. So the City Watch have been biting and fighting one another as a in an attempt to find a new leader to fill the spacious boots of the long the long departed Marshal Algarve. And with one segment left, regardless of how well we roll, the City Watch are going to find a new leader. So we're just going to tick that up to full. We will see who has risen to the top of the dog pile. Next up is the Blackguard. They are attempting to find the Heart Speaker, whoever or whatever that is. They are a tier 6 faction still, so we'll just go ahead and roll 6 dice. Ooh, that was a terrible roll. So they are down, they roll a 5. That's 2 segments. They are up to 5 of 6. The EIC completed their task last time, so they are restarting the clock. And once again, they are attempting to uncover knowledge on enemy forces. Now, they've discovered the identity of Songbird at the end of their last clock, which has caused her to go to ground. But whilst they're like, just in general, looking through the city to see what they can find out, stay ahead of the curve, they roll a 5, so that'll be 2 segments as well. That'll take them up to 2 of 6. Just like that. Cool. The marionettes. So, Songbird has gone to ground, as we said. It's difficult for her to kind of strike out, but her network is still quite strong. Now, the marionettes are a tier 3 faction, so she's going to go ahead and roll 3 dice to see if she can find the source of the veil, which a couple of people are looking for, actually. She rolls a 6. In her isolation, she's been able to put her thinking cap on, and the marionettes now know what the source of the veil is. The kobolds. So they Musso successfully completed his plans for the bell tower prison break, but then mysteriously vanished. And the kobolds now are doing everything they can to investigate his disappearance. They're hopeful they'll find him, hopefully breathing. Now, the kobolds, whilst they have been booted out, they are still a tier 2 faction now. So that's a 2 dice. They're going to roll a 1. A 1. They are lost without their beneficent leader. What can we do without Master, eh? Okay, so 1 segment there, 1 of 6. The Ilneishi, once again, infiltrating rival factions. They're pulling strings in the background. They're keeping themselves busy. The Ilneishi are also tier 3. So we're going to go ahead and roll 3 dice. Bam, bam. They've rolled a 4. That's a partial success. So that is 2 segments for what they're working on, their third rival faction. Very good. So, moving on to the pillars. The Chainbearers have only 1 segment left on their clock, so we're going to go ahead and complete that. They have begun construction of the Shroud, which Odalmerce has mentioned to the crew is his replacement for the Veil. After having been told that is not long for this world, by Taro once upon a time. Having kicked out the kobolds, the Tellers they've successfully damage controlled, now they're rebuilding. So the Tellers are a tier 2 faction this time round. They're attempting to strengthen their hold on Old Town, now that it is free of Musto and his ilk. 2 dice for them. Let's see how well they go, see if they can capitalize on the movement. They can. That is a 6. That is 3 segments of the 6. So, yeah, they are on their way to repairing the damage. Lastly, for the pillars, the Lodge Reticent. So, they successfully completed a clock to usurp control, power and control. That was helped along by the crew completing the Castle Antelope job. Interestingly, I'm going to leave the Lodge Reticent where they are. Clearly, Nefertnay has a plan that she would like to complete first. And we will see what that looks like. The Children of Aya. They are preparing for the summoning. And for those of us who have watched the campaign, it is potentially worryingly clear what the preparations for the summoning might include. But, yeah, we will see how that pans out in the upcoming Act 2 finale. So, yeah, only 1 segment left. We're going to complete that clock. The Shield of Alicia. They only have 1 more segment to complete their clock of recruiting new initiates. And it would seem that, the Shield of Alicia and Children of Aya are of like mind. The Garden Keepers have also been told to hold fire on anything else, so they're not going to start a new clock either. I dread to think what the Faith has in store for the city. Lastly, the Kindling, the Hollow, and the Orchestra, all part of the Forsworn. So the Kindling are also looking for the source of the Veil. Now, the Kindling are a Tier 2 faction. Let's see how they do. They only need two more segments to complete their clock. Ooh, they do not. Interesting. So, only the Marionettes have found out. The Kindling are one segment away from finding the source of the Veil. Next up is the Hollow. So, they are attempting to empower the Hollow Man. Now, we know that the Hollow are also Tier 2. So, we're going to go ahead and roll two dice for them. They roll a 6. That is 3 segments. That is a completed clock. Whatever the Hollow Man is, it is now empowered. And I'm sure that is 100% not going to bite the crew on the backsides. And finally, for the Forsworn, the Orchestra. Again, also a Tier 2 faction. We've now seen the Orchestra in the flesh. And I suspect the crew kind of wish they hadn't. Back in episode 13. That was the first time the Orchestra kind of showed its face to the crew. The nature of it is still in question, but once again is adding to the cacophony. 2 dice, that's a 5, so that is 2 segments. So the hunt begins anew, and there we have it. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 6 completed clocks this time round. The Lodge and the Garden Keepers just kind of like holding on their recent accomplishments. So once again, there's loads of change happening, and due to introduce itself politely and quietly to the crew. All of this is shaping up to what will be a very interesting act 2 finale, which will be episode 15, the next episode after this. I'm really, really looking forward to seeing how it all pans out. So if you enjoyed this video, make sure to hit the like button and comment down below on what you think the Faith has in store with all of those completed clocks, and to see how this all kind of cascades and crashes into one another. Make sure to hit the subscribe button and the bell icon for notifications of when we release new videos. We're releasing them super frequently and regularly, and we wouldn't want you to miss out. So that's pretty much it. Thank you everyone for watching. I'll see you next time. Bye bye.